Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let me ask you a question, which I know is not logical, but doesn't it always seem to you that July 4th is kind of halfway through the summer? I know it's not, but doesn't it feel that way?
It does, yeah, a little bit.
I always feel like, okay, well, it's just, you know, that Labor Day is just around the corner. Which, of course, is not completely accurate, but it always feels that way. And the All-Star break, I mean, you know, although the All-Star break is, what, not till the 14th, I think.
Yeah, it's next week.
Yeah. So that always feels that the summer's over. You know, once else, which I know is only halfway, but still, doesn't feel that way.
Mm.
All right, so did you have a good 4th of July?
I did, yeah. It was kind of low-key, but it was good.
Well, our big fuss around here is that they moved the Macy's fireworks from the west side to the east side because the current mayor lives on the east side, which many of us found somewhat distasteful, especially because we live on the west side. Mm-hmm. But New Jersey has come through. You don't often hear anybody saying that, let alone me. And they had fireworks at the Liberty Science Center. And not only did they have fireworks, which were fantastic, they had these little things with hearts in the middle. And the smiley faces are a couple of years old, but the hearts in the middle, they just had fantastic fireworks that went on for a long period of time. And, wait for it, they had two of them that were synchronized. So that was very cool. Yeah, I was very, very pleased. And there's something about being able to just kind of sit and sip Prosecco while you're watching fireworks that makes independence seem particularly cool. So that was good. And then the women's soccer team, you said you watched the entire game.
From start to finish, I did, yeah.
Man, you know what affects me? First of all, I thought it was much more nail-biting than you did. Everybody was saying, and the commentators kept saying, oh, it's done. You know, and I'm thinking, Japan has the ball. And you know, I was very nervous for them. But everybody else thought it was in the bag. I didn't. It's not that I didn't believe. I just was.
Well, they got off to such a fast start.
Yeah.
Four goals in the first 15 minutes of the game. And, yeah. And I mean, just the way they were dominating early on, it just looked like. Especially in soccer, when scoring goals is so at that level, at the international level, I mean,
it's so problematical.
Well, it's you score five goals in a game, and it's like, I mean, that was a borderline shootout yesterday.
Yeah, said it was one of I think it was the highest scoring game in women's soccer ever.
Yeah, because usually it's a lot of 1-0, 2-1 type scores, and the U.S. comes out, scores four goals in the first 15-16 minutes of the game, and it's. It looked like the rout was on, but, you know, Japan hung in there for a little bit.
They really did. And it was, I mean, the last 10 or 15 minutes I thought were a little scarier than everybody else did because Japan had the ball, had possession so much longer, and they have a history of scoring at the past the 75-minute mark.
Well, they played the U.S. and Japan on the women's side. They played in the World Cup final 4 years ago in the last World Cup, and Japan beat them in a shootout, in a penalty kill shootout, so. It was, and that was a big upset because the thought then was that U.S. team should have won too. So.
Yeah. So, but you know, the thing that struck me the most, other than the nail biting, was how I can't think of a sport where you have to be in as good shape as you did for that one, because you just run the entire time.
Yeah.
I mean, because hockey, I mean, you can skate and you can get, you know, if you're smart, you get a penalty, you get to go sit down for a minute. In football, you go from offense to defense.
And the field in soccer is huge because those players, they have to cover a lot of ground to kind of play their area, play their position. You have to really be fast and athletic and cover a lot of ground to kind of defend your area.
The endurance alone, not to mention some accuracy in kicking and using your head, literally. Mm-hmm. And even in basketball, I mean, you play full court. But I don't know, it just seemed like of all the sports, what I was thinking is the endurance of that one. So I thought maybe we'd put up on Facebook, what's the most strenuous thing you've ever done? And you can't include childbirth. Or walking down the aisle. I was just struck by how much more they have to run around than in most sports. Even in sports, I mean, the only sport that I can think of that has more sort of just endurance is like long distance running and something like that. But
yeah. But
again, you can kind of pace yourself a little bit. I don't know. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So it was amazing.
By the way, did you see that story of the? I should have sent this to you this morning, but did you see the story of the 10K marathon runner that ended up losing the race because they were celebrating? They were winning the race, coming down the stretch, and they ended up kind of scaling back and slowing down a little bit because they thought they had the race in the bag and ended up losing the race. The person that was in second place ended up passing them just as the finish line came up and ended up
you know,
in the race.
I believe in that kind of thing. I believe it's not done till it's done, and you keep on it till the very last second.
I'll send you the story.
Yeah. I'm one of those. And the guy who has won the Nathan's Hot Dog for the last 8 years, apparently he did the same thing a little differently, and then he went on a morning talk show and ate hot dogs the day before, and so he got beat.
Wow.
I mean, that seems to be one of those truly disgusting, to call it a sport, I would call the throwing up afterwards a sport, and the woman who's won for the last couple of years won again, and she ate like 30 hot dogs, and the guy ate like 60. I mean, eating one hot dog, I find just beyond the pale. So eating 60, I mean, it's just, and if you've ever watched them, I actually watched a kid, you know, you forget like 3-year-olds stuff everything in their mouth, and they just like little chipmunks, and then they run around. I was watching this kid. I was convinced that I was going to have to give him the Heimlich or something because he had so much in his mouth, and then he was running around, but he was okay. This was one of those, kids when they have that much in their mouth are very quiet, though. Apparently blankets their vocal cords.
I just sent you that story for the...
So I can look and see, never give up till it's up. Today is actual National Fried Chicken Day, which seems, I don't know. Did you do a barbecue?
We did, yeah. I was at my mom's, and she did the grill and kind of helped her out with the grill.
There you go.
We had burgers, which I don't typically eat as much anymore, and then we had chicken, and she grilled some salmon, too. It was great.
Yeah. Wow, good for her.
Yeah.
Well, salmon's your fave, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it. I think it's great.
I went, I'm really very popular when there's a 4th of July barbecue, and I bring my own Boca burger.
Hmm.
Actually, this time, we had shrimp and crab legs. So that was pretty much
nice.
Yeah. Which is kind of, that kind of food, what turns out to not be terribly good for you, but is really low in calories, especially if you don't put butter all over it. So there we go.
Hmm.
All right, 855-993-7569. If you had a great 4th of July. This 4th of July was a little bit more controversial than some just because of the issue of the Confederate flag, which we actually put up on Facebook, and I think we'll talk about not only the Confederate flag, but that people are saying that there was a volunteer firefighter. I don't know if he's just dumb or what. He said that he flew the Confederate flag at a parade, and he said it was because he was unhappy about political correctness.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to me a little after the fact kind of stupidity. He said, I didn't think it was going to be a big deal.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, what was... I mean, this sounds to me that something that, you know, that I wonder if there had been a little bit of brewski ingested before this. Because his... And now he's saying, well, he was going to apologize, and he was, you know, probably going to have to step down.
Well, he's a volunteer firefighter.
Yeah.
And, you know, this happened down in near Albert Lee, Minnesota, about 2 hours south of
where
I live. And, yeah, he just said, yeah, if they ask me to resign, then, yeah, I'll definitely do that. And it's just like, well, because you're a volunteer firefighter. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's not exactly, like, going to cost him...
Not your full-time job type
yeah,
of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not going to cost him his pension.
Right.
I mean, this almost seems like a guy who, I don't even know what he was thinking. I think he just wasn't thinking in to say, well, I didn't think it was going to be a big deal. Right, that's why all the stories in the paper have existed, because it's not a big deal for anybody. Wrong. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, according to the news, either there was a lot of brewskis being imbibed this weekend, or there was kind of a stupid virus going around, like people are breathing it. Not only did the Peachtree Road Race came down to a photo finish because the American lost to the British former Olympian thanks to a brief celebratory hesitation just shy of the finish line. They're now saying that this was the conclusion featured elite runners. They said they were not racing as part of that specific competition. And apparently there was an Algerian runner who lost the race after celebrating too early. A state title winning walk-off walk called after Team Mob's player. National anthem was botched by someone that they referred to by the A word. Texas botched the coin toss has to kick off to UCLA both halves. So apparently there was either a huge amount of celebrating going on or a huge amount of stupidity going on. And it's a little hard to tell sometimes exactly where the stupid came from. But as you've heard me say repeatedly, what's the point about being stupid unless you can show it, right? So there you go. Something that's a little bit more serious, but, you know, I actually, you know what, there's a part of me that sort of celebrates this. Not because it's not painful, but because people are at least talking about it. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has a memorial to a Confederate soldier that was vandalized. I'm not in favor of vandalizing anything under any circumstances. They put the words murder and Black Lives Matter. But here's why I think it's important. The statue of a soldier, which was erected in 1913 and commemorates the more than 300 UNC students who died in the Civil War, is a source of frequent controversy on campus. The soldier statue is nicknamed Silent Sam because the soldier doesn't carry a cartridge box and he's unable to fire his gun. The graffiti on the statue elicited an ambivalent reaction among the reports, but it's marked by police shootings of unarmed Black men and a new debate about South Carolina's history and the flag symbolism. As an African-American woman who's a student here, that statue is the very statue that I pretty much says I don't belong here, that I shouldn't be here, said a student. The statue represents hate, represents slavery, represents the division between Blacks and whites. It's not UNC. We've gone through a lot of stuff, but that's in the past. Leave it in the past. That's history. What if many of you stopped by to see what happened to the statue overnight? The university released a statement denouncing the vandalism, but adding, we understand that the issue of race and place is both emotional and for many painful. Police are investigating. But you know what? I mean, they're saying this statue has been there since, that's 100 years, 102 years, right? 1913.
Yep.
So people are talking about it, and they may have talked about it. My guess is that something will actually happen. So, you know, we'll see. But the fact that people are talking about it, nothing changes until people acknowledge that there's a problem. And so at least people are talking about it. But don't misunderstand me. I think vandalism is always destructive. There are other ways of doing this. What you can certainly do is protest, and there are certainly better ways of protesting than defacing something. But so I, for one, think that these discussions, I mean, it's 102 years. So there will be, I think, something positive coming out of this, at least people acknowledging. I mean, think about it, a student saying, I feel like I don't belong here, a student where she's paying tuition. So the times here are changing, and change is not easy for people. All right, speaking of, let's look at this day in history. Believe it or not, in 1609, Bohemia was granted freedom of religion. It's sort of come and gone since then, and come again, I suppose. In 1854, in Jackson, Michigan, the first convention of the United States Republican Party is held. Now, you have to remember, Republicans and Democrats have kind of changed definitions in the last 100 years. Louis Pasteur, on this day in history, tests his vaccine against rabies on Joseph Meister, a boy who was bitten by a rabid dog. See, it's always seemed to me that rather than name something after the doctor who finds it, that you should name it after the person he tried it on. Because that first person is taking a huge chance, right? In 1887, David Kalakaua was monarch of the Kingdom of Hawaii. This is a terrible story, and I sort of only became aware of it fairly recently. Was forced at gunpoint by Americans to sign the Bayonet Constitution, giving Americans more power in Hawaii while stripping Hawaiian citizens of their rights. It's a nasty story, which has only, I think, I'm sure Hawaiians have known it, but I didn't know it. the United States does a pretty good job, I suppose all countries do, of whitewashing some really, really awful things in our past. In 1919, the British dirigible R-34 landed in New York, completing the first crossing of the Atlantic Ocean by an airship. This is for Manny. In 1933, the first Major League Baseball All-Star game was played in Chicago, Kaminsky Park. Yep. The American League defeated the National League 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. We've got the National. So this is, I always thought that the All-Star game was usually right around the 4th of July, but this year it's 10 days later for some reason. Do we know why?
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of gradually, they've kind of gradually had it pushed later into July, just because nowadays they, you know, well, I mean, back then, back in 1933, I think teams only played 154 games. Now they play 162. So the schedule, you know, the scheduling has changed. I think teams get more days off now, so the schedule's kind of stretched out a little bit more.
Yeah, and the 4th of July is, I know around here, is quite often a big deal for baseball because people have the day off and they have fireworks, and so it probably is one of those things that said, why should we give up a very profitable day?
Yeah.
That's where I think it probably came down to.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little bit more sentimental. I'm a little bit more. Who's winning on this? Where's the money? Follow the money. In 1942, Anne Frank and her family go into hiding in the secret annex above her father's office in an Amsterdam warehouse. Jackie Robinson in 1944 refused to move to the back of the bus, leading to a court-martial.
Mm-hmm.
On a happier note, in 1957, Althea Gibson won the Wimbledon Championship, becoming the first black athlete to do so. And on this day, John Lennon and Paul McCartney met for the first time as teenagers at Woolton Fett 3 years before forming the Beatles. And the Late Late Show in 1962, the world's longest-running chat show by the same broadcaster, airs on Route 1 for the first time. So there you go. So, I mean, this is a day that has, you know, it's really interesting to me that it is a big day in terms of, I mean, both Jackie Robinson and Althea Gibson are, you know, towering figures of great dignity and courage, certainly in the civil rights movement. And a day where a kind of a Yahoo fireman is saying, or volunteer fireman is saying, oh, yeah, well, I just thought it wasn't going to be a big deal. And the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is saying, we need to talk, folks. So we'll see what happens. All right, 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind, whether it has to do with fireworks? Oh, one of my questions was, I wonder if they have fireworks in Israel. My guess is not, because, you know, the gunpowder sounds like gunpowder. I don't know. It's one of those questions I need to ask somebody. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. Sasha, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How about I help?
Nice to hear you. Nice to be on air. Feels good. I'm actually calling about both matters that you just discussed, one of them being the vandalism and one of them being the fireworks.
Okay.
My husband is currently here from Ukraine, and he just got here in January. And he's actually from Donetsk, that's being under fire every day. So to him, listening to the fireworks was kind of an experience, being in America and still hearing the gunshot sounding fireworks was kind of like...
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that for the first time, as I said, because I had been in Israel so recently. And you know, and I love fireworks. They're beautiful. But and I know that dogs, for example, and cows, animals in general, are terrified of fireworks and get very upset. But it occurred to me, if you're used to gunfire, that it is gunpowder that fuels fireworks. So it just occurred to me, I wonder if in war-torn countries where gunfire is a normal kind of, unfortunately, day-to-day phenomenon, whether or not they have fireworks. And you're saying that it was difficult for your husband.
Yeah, he said that definitely. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, it is.
You're outside smoking a cigarette or whatever you're doing on the balcony, just listening to the gunfire.
Yeah.
And making sure that nothing's flying your way.
Exactly. So you forget that the enjoyment we find in it is probably more than offset by people for whom it has a completely different meaning and a completely different body reaction.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it is a body reaction. It is.
Sure it is.
Conscious.
Sure
you're
it
trying
is.
To look at this and it's gorgeous. It's beautiful, but even I couldn't help it because while he was there, we would be on Skype all the time and I could hear the gunshots.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I hear. And I know from my daughter, with one of her dogs is particularly sensitive to it. And when either fireworks or thunder. And,
yeah.
I mean, the dog will just shake. And so she'll give the dog a Valium. So.
Oh, gosh.
I know. I don't know that I'd necessarily recommend it for your husband. So did he get through it okay? Did
Oh, yes. He's more of an observer type of guy. He said, oh, my gosh, that sounds just like it.
Yeah. So yeah. No, I can absolutely. And as I said, it was the first time that I'd really ever put those two together, which is pretty obvious.
It is gunpowder.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And it has the same sound. And especially
and they
the
were
end.
Forbidden.
Yeah.
They weren't legal for a while here in Georgia. I mean, as far as I know.
Well, there's still
illegal.
There's still individual fireworks. I think they're illegal in New York, but not in New Jersey. I mean, so people go across the border all the time and buy them.
They do.
But because they're dangerous, I actually at one point was going out with an eye surgeon, and he said, you know, don't count on me anywhere near the fourth because. From about the third to about the sixth, I'm in the ER the entire time trying to put people's eyeballs back together.
Back together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people are always. I mean, it's dangerous, folks.
It is.
So these were professional, but even I was reading over the weekend that there were some people that were hurt in a professional fireworks display. And I remember as a kid in Colorado, we went to the University of Denver's campus, football campus, because they stopped playing football. And I remember lying on the infield grass looking up at the fireworks and getting a cinder in my eye when I was about 5 or 6 years old. Yeah. So fireworks and are not without danger and not without sort of resonance with people who've been under fire. I mean, it's one of those things to actually think about. It'd be nice if we got to something where we could. I mean, and of course, someone's going to call and say, well, fireworks are ancient and they were invented by the Chinese and, you know. But they're still, they still represent something very scary to an awful lot of people.
Exactly. And you have to be adequate in order to operate fireworks. And, of course, there's always a human factor.
Yep.
You always suspect. That's why there's always a fire truck behind the, wherever you're celebrating the 4th of July, there's always a fire truck.
Yep, absolutely.
but another little question I was going to touch on is the vandalism. And actually, I was going to rule it away from that. I watched a show with Morgan Freeman just the other day, and it was, I think it's season 6 in the first episode of it. And it talks about the racial differences on a different level, on a historic level, and actually on a genetic level. And he actually looked into it, and went as far back as tribes, and looked into these tribal differences and how people were, they wanted to, they needed to know their tribe from one another. So when you come to a different tribe, they would be, what's the word I'm looking for? They wanted to go to war with you, you know, at war with you because you don't belong there. And I think from what he said, from what Morgan Freeman said, That's how far back it goes. And it's not, you know, the problem of racism is not just the problem of an African American. It's every racist
problem. Sure. Well,
on a genetic level.
Well, I'm not sure. Genetic, you know, I begin to have some problems with that because it's that whole thing about genetic, you know, sort of superiority or not. So, I'm not sure I would go as far to say genetic, but certainly the idea of a friend of my enemy of my enemy is my friend, because you have to remember that people essentially were nomadic to begin with. And so they would wander around, and it was, again, I know that I'm talking a lot about Israel, but it was a relatively recent and emotional experience. And my sense was that one of the reasons that so much of human evolution, intellectually, not necessarily physically, but and maybe physically, but intellectually came because these were people who wandered around, and they took the best from any society and took it with them. Now, quite often, the taking was not very gentle. But still, that kind of cross-pollination of ideas and architecture and religion and ethics and all sorts of things was really, that it was really a very rich kind of soup. Certainly that the idea of, you know, it's like the Star Trek episode where that basically people were half on one side they were black and the other side they were white. And the question is, if you were one tribe, if it was on left to right and the other if it was right to left, I mean, that kind of idiocy of human beings of, you know, I'm different than you are. Again, I'm not sure it's genetic. I think the ability to recognize self and other is pretty ingrained. I'm not sure that I would necessarily call it genetic, but it is certainly part of...
Well, he went a little forward with that research, and I think they took... Of course, rats are nothing to compare to humans, of course not. But they did do an experiment with rats. They had two white rats. One of them was in a cage, and the other one was inside a tube inside the cage. So the white rat, without any doubt, without any thoughts, went and freed the other white rat. And they did the same experiment with the white rat and a rat that had colors on it. And the white rat wouldn't free the other rat. They put the colored rat in the tube. And then
that human beings are able to discern amazingly, minor manifestations of difference. But again, I'm not sure it's so much genetic as it is, you know, that we're socialized, and it may be that people, for example, who have better eyesight or who have better, more rods or more cones are better able to survive. It may be evolutionarily. I'm not sure that it's genetic per se. But again, you have to remember, Morgan Freeman speaks with the authority of God because he has that great voice. He's not the scientist. Yeah, he's not.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I do understand. But it was amazing that when they introduced the two rats, the colored and the white, and actually let them, I guess, communicate and talk, and then they put the colored rat back into the tube, the white rat freed them immediately because they knew each other. I thought that was...
Yeah, I mean, listen, there, your lips to every nation's eyes. I mean, you know, that it was. Yeah. It would really be nice if people figured out how to sort of get along with one another, as opposed to differentiate. And instead of, you know, and I really do believe that there's some hope for it. And it's not only that I'm goody two shoes, because heaven knows I am, but the fact that the computer has really made keeping secrets and keeping separate much more challenging, much more difficult. And I think in the long run, that may sort of save us as a species, is that we are able to communicate with one another on something. And if nothing else, typeface looks like typeface, which is one of the things I deplore about the Internet, because you can't tell the difference between truth and falsehood in terms of typeface. But maybe we're not going to be able to differentiate quite so rigorously and aggressively between people. Let me put you on hold and see if there's anything else that you need to talk about. But I, you know, thank you for your insights, and give your husband a back rub today. That should help a bit. All right, I'll put you on hold. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You can't believe what you did last night. But you're still getting compliments, so it must be true. You made an amazing, wholesome, home-cooked meal for two in under 30 minutes with Plated. Plated is for busy people like us who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but have zero time for driving all over, shopping for chef-quality ingredients. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing's wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. Not home? No worries. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less with Plated. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to tryplated.com. Tryplated.com. That's tryplated.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I'm going to dedicate this article to Sasha and Morgan Freeman. All right, the headline says, humans are now taller and smarter than ever before. This is the finding of a new study on human populations from the University of Edinburgh. Those born to parents of diverse DNA backgrounds are taller and smarter. So there you go, which is one of the arguments, I suppose, against first cousins. Don't yell at me. Researchers analyzed health and genetic information from more than 100 studies carried out around the world, including details of more than 350,000 people from urban and rural communities. Now, before we go any farther, let me just tell you, that this is the new way of doing research, which to a certain extent I deplore. The good news is that there's no other way of getting research from basically a third of a million people. All right, that's a huge study, would be impossibly expensive. The reason I deplore it is that this is the new way of doing science, of gathering together a bunch of disparate studies and smooshing them together. The problem about that is that you don't know the conditions under which they were all run. You don't know what the hypotheses are, which is obviously going to influence the outcome. You don't know what the statistics used were to determine the results. So you're just taking a whole lot of data that's uncertain, and by smooshing it together, the uncertainty just gets huge. You don't know how valid or how reliable your study is, and that's a real problem. However, I will tell you what they found, even though you hear that I'm a little bit skeptical. The team found that greater genetic diversity is linked to increased height and is also associated with better cognitive skills as well as higher levels of education. All right. We know that there is a that genetically there does tend to be you go toward the norm. So if you get one tall person and one short person, what they're going to do is to a certain extent average it. But if the tall person is, let's say, 2% taller than average, and the short person is 50% shorter than the average, it's going to go toward the norm. So the person would obviously get taller. Now, the opposite is also true. If the person who was taller was 50% taller and the person who was short was only 2% shorter, it's obviously going to be taller than the short person but shorter than the tall person. Okay? So, again, cognitive skills, well, I mean, it would seem in theory, it depends what the diversity is based on. If it's language, we know that people who learn more than one language earlier seem to acquire skills. And, of course, the tests that they use to test for cognitive skills in education are all verbally based. So you've already got a problem, as you can see here, that about your definition of terms, about your research methods. In higher levels of education, we know that education in many, especially cultures where people are first generation, has a huge emphasis that to try and fit in, to try and be better educated than your parents. They're saying genetic diversity has no effects on factors such as high blood pressure or cholesterol levels, which affect a person's chances of developing heart disease, diabetes, and other complex conditions. I would find that hard to believe, because we know that certain groups have a tendency toward high blood pressure or higher cholesterol. So I would find that hard to believe that basically intermarriage didn't affect it. You can hear, this is a highly questionable study. They examined DNA of people to see if their ancestors were related. While it's been thought that closely linked historic DNA could increase chances of DNA, that makes no sense. The only factors affected are height and the speed of thought of a person. A researcher answers questions first posed by Darwin as to the benefits of genetic diversity. Our next step will be to hone in on the specific parts of the genome that most benefit from diversity. Man, I think there needs to be a whole lot more studies done on that. I just think you can hear. And look, part of my point in going into these kinds of detail on stuff is not necessarily to badmouth science or scientists, but to say, learn to read beyond the headlines. Look at the scientific method, look at what they're looking for, look at the circumstances, look at who they tested, because age is going to make a difference, race is going to make a difference, country of origin is going to make a difference, language is going to make a difference, so, all right? And I suppose on another evolutionarily sort of flawed issue, did you see the Women's World Cup, the women each got, I think it's $2 million, which is not nothing.
Right.
$2 million cash. Guess how much the men get.
I remember the story. I think it's $35
million. Yes, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
It's the same tournament.
Yeah,
but they're not quite the same tournament. Since the last World Cup, they're getting paid more. Other teams are being paid more. FIFA is still doing crazy things like putting our World Cup on artificial turf. I think the people with the money just need to realize there's money to be made in our game, and I think they're seeing that now. There's more money for the women. It's still a tiny sliver of what's on the table for men. In total, $576 million was on the line for the participant of the men's tournament, while $15 million in prizes is available for the woman. That's a factor of, what, 30 different? More than that.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. 2.6% of what was available for the men. FIFA spent more on its feature film about itself called United Passions, which cost $24 million. Hmm. The men's World Cup prize money pool is so much larger because the men's tournament generates more revenue.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah. Women's soccer is newer, he added, which means a woman could be waiting a long time to earn a payout, like the German men did last year. Hmm. We played the 20th Men's Cup in 2014, playing the 7th World's Women's World Cup.
Yeah.
13 more World Cups before women should receive the same amount as men. Oh, come on. All right. This was written before the U.S. won, so they said it could either be it's actually doubled from last year. Japan won $1 million for winning in 2011, so it doubled.
Yeah.
So if it continues to double, that would be good.
Hmm.
There we go. But it's kind of depressing in some ways. I wonder how much... What the ratings were.
All the ratings for the game.
Women's, I'm sure, were huge.
It was fantastic. Their semifinal game against Germany, I think, was a higher rating than the last game of the Stanley Cup when Chicago.
There you go.
When Chicago beat Tampa Bay to clinch the Stanley Cup, the rating for the women's soccer game against Germany last week was higher than...
Well, in theory, yeah. I mean, soccer, as you know, is the most popular game in the world, so...
Right, yeah.
So there we go. So we'll have... this may be a great opportunity for FIFA to do something positive for a change and get some positive...
Well, you saw Sepp Blatter was nowhere to be found yet.
Yes, well, they read a statement saying that while all the allegations were false, that he just decided he shouldn't detract... So by being there, because he didn't want to make it controversial.
I think it would have been a pretty awkward trophy presentation.
I think they would have booed him, but we'll see. So he didn't show up. There we go. But we're here. We showed up. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
This is the show. No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com. Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.